The other videos that I have recorded provide lots of details about multi-level modeling and their use of in research applications. In this video, I will provide a couple of important points to conclude the discussion on multi-level models. The first thing about multi-level models is that they're applied to models where you have multiple levels. So we have level one observations typically nested in level two observations, typically nested in level three observations. We could also have crossed random effects so that, for example, year observations would belong to firms and industries, and each firm would have multiple year observations, each industry multiple year observations, and there is no hierarchical relation between firms and industries. For example, if level one was investments, level two would be startups, level three would be venture capitalists, then that kind of cross structure would be useful. In the nested structure here, we have the multi-level model can be expressed in a mixed model. So we have the fixed part and the random part. This random part is the beef in multi-level modeling. And one important thing that you need to understand is that if you're only interested in this fixed part, you don't actually need to use multi-level modeling, and using multi-level modeling could actually be undesirable. The reason is that if you're only interested in the fixed parts, you can just use cluster robust standard errors. In a normal regression model, the assumptions about the error term basically affect how the standard errors are calculated. And cluster robust standard errors are consistent for any structure of the random part. So cluster robust standard errors, as long as you have sufficient sample size, don't care about what kind of structure you have here. You can, of course, use cluster robust standard errors in multi-level model as well. Multi-level modeling, on the other hand, the correctness of the standard errors, and in some cases the estimates as well, depends on this error part here being specified correctly. So this imposes quite a lot of structure on the data, on the error terms, whereas cluster robust standard errors don't assume any structure of these error terms. So if you are only interested in what is the average effect of year, what is the fixed part gamma 0,0 of effect of year, then you don't actually need this, and you can get more robust results more easily by not using multi-level model. There's a nice paper by McNeese in Psychological Methods where he goes through the applications of multi-level modeling in psychology and concludes that most studies that applied multi-level models did so without a real need for the multi-level modeling, because they were not looking at these variance components in the random part. They just wanted to control for unobserved effects, and they were focused on these fixed effects, and that was the interest in the study. In that case, cluster robust standard errors does its job, in some cases better, but at least more easily. If you want to use multi-level modeling, then your interest should really be in variance components. So proper applications of multi-level models, you see this kind of tables that contains two sections, one for the fixed effects coefficients, one for the random effects, and then these random effects are actually interpreted. Like in this Hausnetz paper, they were focused on how much do trends in absenteeism vary between individuals and between work groups, and what on what level does that, on what level is there variation? Are there trends that differ between different work groups, or is the trend same for all work groups? That was one of their research questions. So if this is not of interest for you, if you don't know what this means, then you probably should not be using multi-level modeling, but just use cluster robust standard errors and focus on the fixed part. Multi-level modeling is used like regression analysis. So interpretation is the same, random slopes interpreted like moderation, then you have spaghetti plots that you can apply, diagnostics basically the same, you have plots of residuals and predicted random effects, added variable plots can be done, various influence plots can be done. The difference between the diagnostics is that some of these diagnostics are slower to calculate because they require re-estimating the model many, many times, or they require predicting random effects, which can be slow sometimes. And another thing to know is that the software support for these diagnostics is not as developed as for normal regression models. So for example, if you use Stata, you just can't type RVF plot after multilevel model. You have to actually do the predictions yourself using predict and then do plotting yourself. So you need to construct the plots manually. But what, if you have done that once, you can reuse the code multiple times in different papers, so it's not that big of a deal. Not all plotting can be automated, so that's what I just said. So that's something that I think prevents people from applying diagnostic plots or visualizations, is that they really need to think through how the, what the random effects are and how they are related. How do you actually do the plot instead of pushing a button and, or using an Excel sheet that you find online to do the plot that you liked. Two important takeaways are that all multilevel models, all longitudinal datasets are also multilevel datasets. When I teach people, I sometimes hear econometrics focused people telling me that they don't need to care about multilevel data because they only work with panel data. Well, a panel data is a special case of multilevel data, and understanding multilevel modeling will allow you to expand your toolbox, so you don't have to do only with the econometrics techniques. There tends to be, as documented by the McNeese paper that I cited before, there tends to be a trend that people or disciplines focus either on multilevel modeling or panel data econometrics and are largely unaware of the other traditions. So if you know both, you have a larger toolbox. And the second important takeaway is that the most important question, if you think about applying a multilevel model, such as LME4 in R or mixed in Stata, is do you actually need a multilevel model, or would a regression model with cluster robust standard errors do? Quite often the answer is that yes, regression would actually do the job.